U of California system, campuses will not fully reopen in the fall. By Tom Sicotta on May 11, 2020. University of California System President Janet Napolitano recently announced that the 10 campuses that comprise the UC system will not fully reopen for the fall semester. UC San Diego announced last week that it will utilize rapid testing kits to mitigate the spread of the Chinese virus on campus. According to a report by the College Fix, the University of California system will not fully reopen for the fall semester. UC System President Janet Napolitano announced during a webinar last week that California's largest public system lost $300 million in revenue during the month of April due to the Chinese virus pandemic. "I think it's fair to say none of our campuses will fully reopen," Napolitano said during the webinar. "I think what some of our campuses are exploring is a mix, where there will be some material delivered in a classroom or lab setting. So-called wet labs, and other classes will continue to be online." Napolitano suggested that international enrollment will likely decline at the University of California for the foreseeable future. She accused the Trump administration of enacting policies that make it more difficult for international students to attend the University of California. "I don't know for sure, but we predict the number of international students will be reduced," Napolitano added. "That's partially attributable to the Trump administration making securing visas more difficult. That's created a virtual wall. It's unfortunate and bad policy, but that's what we have." Several universities have announced plans to reopen their campuses for the fall semester. In April, Brown University President Christina Paxson argued that campuses can safely reopen in the fall if administrators take certain precautions. Breitbart News reported last week that UC San Diego will utilize rapid testing kits to mitigate the spread of the Chinese virus on campus. The university claims that they will offer isolation housing to students that test positive for the virus. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.